Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the eighth of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is God's Call, Saints and Heroes, Part 3. In this session, we look at two different stories of call or vocation. The first story tells of a young woman, Thérèse of Lisieux, who found God in the midst of the small joys and sufferings of life. The second story tells of a bishop, St. Francis de Sales, who, in the midst of violence and division, wrote about the rich diversity of the Christian life. St. Thérèse of Lisieux. Thérèse was a young woman, although she had no grand or extraordinary experiences of God. In 1997, she was proclaimed a Doctor of the Church, one of only three women to be so proclaimed. Thérèse Martin was born in Normandy, France, in 1873, and after seeking special permission, joined the Carmelite nuns at the age of 15. Carmelite nuns live in an enclosed monastery, which they very rarely leave. Their small, simple rooms are called cells. At that time, some believed that because of sin, God was angry. A common but mistaken belief was that God's anger needed to be appeased by voluntary self-punishment. These beliefs led to an image of God as a harsh judge. Observed to be a woman of holiness, Thérèse was asked by her superior to write her autobiography, The Story of a Soul. Through her writing, Thérèse showed how she grasped the central truth of the gospel, that God's merciful saving love is for everyone, without exception. Thérèse had a strong desire that all should know this truth and respond to God in trust, no matter what their condition, sinner or saint. Her teaching has rescued convicted criminals, alcoholics, and other addicts from despair. Thérèse died when she was 24. In her short life, however, she gave an enduring gift to the Church. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux is a special saint for missionaries, and her simple way of trust has been an inspiration for countless people. Saint Francis de Sales. Francis lived in turbulent times. During the 16th century, the Church had undergone a split through the Protestant Reformation. One of the main Protestant reformers was John Calvin, and his teaching had particular influence in Switzerland. In the early part of the 17th century, Francis de Sales was appointed to be the Bishop of Geneva in Switzerland. However, he could not live in Geneva, as the followers of Calvin were hostile towards Catholics. Francis lived instead in the border region of France, and from there ministered to the people of Geneva. His most famous book is called Introduction to the Devout Life. The following passage takes some ideas from this book and adapts them to current circumstances. In God's eyes, it does not make any difference if one is the Prime Minister, an Archbishop, the Chief Executive Officer of a large company, parents working hard to raise children, a worker on a construction site, or someone who, through illness or accident, is restricted in what they can do. Each one is precious and special, and each has a unique call. This means that each of us has a different way of praying, a different way of living, a different way of being holy, of living our life in the presence of God. A busy mother caring for children is not expected to live and pray like a nun. Parents working to provide for the security of their family are not expected to see buying a house and saving money as a Franciscan friar might view such activities. Real devotion consists in living one's calling from God, living one's particular vocation with integrity. The call to holiness is universal. The manner in which one is holy is particular and individual. True prayer hinders nothing which is good. Through true prayer, family duties are lighter, married love truer, service to our nation more faithful. Some Catholics are called to be priests or religious brothers or sisters. Some are called to the vocation of marriage, others still to a life as a single person. Some are called to leadership and professional service, others to labour in factories and fields. All are called to live a life of prayer and holiness in the midst of their life calling. In the eyes of God, the father working long hours on the factory floor to support his family can be living a life of holiness equal to the Carmelite nun who spends hours in solitary prayer and contemplation. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button and spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of the three questions. Question number one. Saint Therese believed that God's merciful saving love is for everyone, without exception. Where do you see God's saving love in your life? Question number two. The call to holiness is universal. The manner in which one is holy is particular and individual. True prayer hinders nothing which is good. Think about the style of prayer that suits you. And question three. As you pause to pray, think about the small joys and sufferings of your life that reveal the presence of God. A film available on DVD that might help to explore the idea of call, journey and life is Romero. Made in 1989, this film was directed by John Dwiggan and stars Raul Julia. Raul Julia brings the last years and the martyr's death of Oscar Romero, Archbishop of San Salvador, to life in a powerful way. A bookish priest, Romero was made bishop at a time of oppression and civil clashes. He came to realize the plight of the poor and that his stance against injustice will lead to his death. The last 5 minutes of the film capture all this as he speaks out on radio against the regime. The killers draw lots for his murder, his death during the celebration of Mass. Romero showed openness to the cry of the poor and transformation of understanding of what the gospel means. The director of the film, John Dwiggan, is not a Christian, but he is quoted as saying he made the film because practicing Christians ask the most interesting questions about life. We conclude this session with some words from Archbishop Oscar Romero. Planning in the kingdom. It helps now and then to step back and take the long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it is even beyond our vision. Lord, we know in whom we believe. We accomplish in our lifetime only a fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is another way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. Lord, we know in whom we believe. This is what we are about. We plant the seeds that one day will grow. We water the seeds already planted, knowing that they hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces effects far beyond our capabilities. Lord, we know in whom we believe. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that this enables us to do something, and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. Lord, we know in whom we believe. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are the workers, not master builders, ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future, not our own.